Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host, and we're the show Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. Thank you so much for joining us. We ask you to share our work in these critical times. And we have great guests on, like Pastor Paul Begley, who's just co-authored a book with Troy Anderson, who we got to interview last week, the author of The Trump Codes. And ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot of people that are on the fence on who to vote for because they're apolitical. They live their lives. They get busy. It's not meant to be a criticism, but we have to help enlighten them about who and what they're voting for. Is Donald Trump the kind of wholesome Christian I wish he was? None of us are perfect. We all fall short of the glory of God, but he recognizes God is keeping him alive, not once, but twice. And ladies and gentlemen, he comes as Pastor Mark Driscoll says here in the Phoenix area, he comes the closest to what Christians need to give us a foothold chance to save our country. And so I hope that you'll take that in his spirit and spread far and wide. Paul also has a digital conference coming up that I'm honored enough to be in, and we're going to be promoting that too. And a book that Pastor Paul has written, Revelation 9-11, with Troy Anderson, who we interviewed last week. So it's going to be quite the fast-moving show with good information I think you need. But before we go to Paul, I need to tell you that, you know, the banks are in trouble. We see evidence of it every day by press releases from the Federal Reserve. They just won't tell you what banks, like you don't have your right to get your money out of the bank, and you don't. Under the Dodd-Frank Law 2010, when you have a retirement or a bank account, you are an unsecured creditor now because of that law, and that means the banks can take your money. The only reason they haven't done it yet is because they're all not failing. But when the crash comes, you're going to be out of luck. So let Noble Gold help you. We're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios for a reason. I've been advertising for them for 8 years. I've been a customer for seven. That's right. You heard me, a customer for seven. So I can give you this federal warning that I'm required to tell you about. There are no guarantees in something like this, and past performance can't be construed with future expectation. I've been a customer for 7 years. The last thing you want to do is get caught with your retirement in the bank when they crash, because you will not see a dime. Best case scenario, they might give you a bailout of 10%, 20%. I don't think that's going to happen with what's going on. They're looking to take everything that you make, and in this transfer into a communist utopia, they want to profit on our demise. So here's what you do. You go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, and all you got to do is put your email in there, and we don't sell your data, I promise, and we will send you out a free information prospectus. It's in layman's terms, short, sweet, easy to read. You're going to look at it and say, I see why Dave's been a customer for 7 years, and you'll call the number to Noble Gold. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, Pastor Begley and I have shared the stage, so to speak, in the Hear the Watchman conference, and he's always entertaining, but more importantly, he sends the message of the Lord to the average person in language they can understand. And that's irreplaceable today because we are under attack from satanic Bolshevik communists that are running this country. And Pastor Paul is going to help us unravel some of that. And then we'll tell you about things that are coming up. Pastor Paul, thank you so much for joining us on the Common Sense Show.
Thank you, Dave, for the invite. And it's an honor to be here.
No, it's our honor to have you. I mean, I don't know anybody in my circle that's not familiar with your work.
One way or another, Dave. They're familiar with it one way or another. You're exactly right.
Yeah, I got to dispel a rumor, and I'm sorry I've not been able to run this down. Were you and your wife the victims of a violent event?
No.
Okay.
No.
You know what you want to hear what the rumor is?
Yeah, I'd like to hear this one.
You
yeah.
got your house shot up. And I said, I haven't heard that. And I went and searched it on the net. But I heard it from two people independent of each other, and they're regular listeners, and they've never sent me anything that's this bizarre before.
No, I tell you, probably where they got this is Pastor Greg Locke out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, I know that.
His house got shot up, 40 bullets through it.
Okay.
And he's one of our speakers in our webinar that you're in.
Okay? Wow.
October surprise. So he's one of the speakers. So that's probably what they've done is they've got it twisted up. And thank God I haven't been shot in. Although we did have 2 years ago, a Russian news team, the largest television station in Russia is called REM TV. And about 150 million homes. Twice they came to my home here in Florida and interviewed me for a documentary, okay, on prophecy. And it was just the second time, it was just before the invasion of Ukraine. It was about 2 months before, and they came to my home and they interviewed me for about an hour. And they said, we really appreciate your prophecies. And they did the documentary, and it aired on REM, which is a lot, millions of people. And this, but the thing is, then I had later, I was concerned I was being monitored. So I brought in a former NSA agent to search my house, and they found the bug. They left a bug in my house. So they, yeah, they interviewed me for their documentary, but for some reason, they placed a very small bug about the size of your thumb, thumbnail, and was listening. We found the device. So, yeah, I haven't been shot at yet, thank God. But, yeah, there's weird things lurking out there.
I was shot at, but not directly. Let me explain. 2009. You know, we had our new house where our property rights were under attack in rural Maricopa County in Arizona. And John McCain, as we discovered, was behind it. They wanted to put a Central American Free Trade Agreement highway, and they didn't want to pay us eminent domain. They just wanted to force us off. And they had about 20 years, 25 years to accomplish that. And so I'm at a meeting with John McCain's people at the state capitol and my representative from the legislature, state senator, so forth. And they were just saying, well, for the good of the country, you should just give up your property. And I said, let me tell you something. This is when McCain was first trying to get the nomination. I said, you know, I'm going to tell you something right now. When he's in Connecticut, I'm going to be on Good Morning Connecticut the next day talking about how he doesn't respect Fifth Amendment property rights. And they threatened me right there. They said bad things happen to people that do crap like that. And it was two weeks later, we're at our old house. And my mother-in-law was moving into it, and we had about 15, 20 family members over. And so I'm with Annie DeRiso, my news director, and we're interviewing the late Jim Mars. And it's about a minute left in the show, 8 shots fired over the house. 2 eyewitnesses, one of them a two-tour Vietnam duty guy, and he went and got his M16, but they had taken off. They had jumped out of a white van. He said they shot about 8 shots over the house. And the cops came 25 minutes later in the city on a shots fired call with dozens of phone calls. And 3 weeks later, the police report said fireworks from 3 blocks away. So yeah. I've been through that.
You were threatened and then shot at. I mean, yeah, you've been through it.
I've been through it. And there's nothing these people won't do. I think at this point in time, Paul, some of us have a little divine protection because the stuff that I've implicated the Secret Service in, and I'll talk about some of it in your webinar. Let's put it this way. It drew fatal attention during the Kennedy years.
Wow.
So anyway, I wanted to bring you on to talk about, you know, from a biblical perspective, how you see what's happening today in our society.
Well, it depends which category. I mean, if I looked at it from the woke agenda and the cancel culture, I mean, that part of our society, I've never dreamed that I would see this kind of immorality and the abominations literally being paraded in our society, and the acceptance and the inclusion, and not only by, let's say, the left or even those that are even socialist or communist, but if you when you look at the media and you look at almost it's being forced down our throat, not just the news media either. I'm talking about television, sitcoms, movies, everything. We're being shoved down our throat, a new woke agenda. And if you don't want to accept that, you are going to be painted, and we're being painted as extremist, as dangerous, a threat to democracy or anything else, just because we want to stand up for the truth of the Word of God and our freedoms here in America and the Constitution, which gives us those freedoms. So that's one area to look at, what's happening in America, not even talking about really the political agenda we're in. So America, Dave, is under siege right now from the spirit of darkness. Lucifer, it seems like, and that's why I wrote the book Revelation 9/11, is that Apollyon is coming out of the bottomless pit, and every demon in hell is being turned loose on the American public. And so it's very concerning.
You know, if you'd have told me even 4 years ago, 5 years ago, that we would be dealing with people that are expressing the norm of killing babies post-birth, which is true. I don't care what they said, the ABC Man. Moderation in the debate. And I know it's true in 9 states. And also, if you'd have told me that we were going to give puberty blockers and cut kids' genitals off before the age of decision, I'd have said, you're out of your mind. No one will ever get away with that. And
right.
here we are.
You're exactly right. Here we are. And we're being told to, if we don't accept it, that parental rights are being stripped from people. Literally, they're doing this with the children without parental consent. And when people show up at school boards now trying to fight back across the country, they're labeled again as extremists and dangerous. Kids are being taken from parents, good parents, God-fearing parents. Their children are being taken from the home because the parents didn't want to go along with, the transgender movement. They didn't want this ideology forced upon their kids without their consent. Not counting abortion already has been going on without parental consent. So, Dave, all the time we hear from people all over America, especially in Massachusetts and Connecticut, that's the highest numbers of good parents whose kids have been taken from them and they're spending months and months trying to get their kids back. These are good people working, pay their taxes, love their family, have never done one, haven't committed one crime, have never abuse their child, but because they won't go along with this agenda, that their kids are taken from the home.
Sure.
And in some cases, Dave, some of the kids never get returned. I mean, they disappear. Oh, that's another whole thing. I mean,
that's another thing, but you're right. They go into sex trafficking or organ harvesting. I totally agree with what you're saying. And I'm not the discoverer of this, Paul. This is what I get told by Border Patrol and DHS people that I have contact with. So you're absolutely correct.
Well, they're telling the truth, Dave. I mean, and it's a problem that's spreading. And now when you see these parents that are going to school board meetings, and then maybe they read out of a textbook, a third grade textbook, pornographic sexual material, and the parent will get up and just read it to the school board and say, and they're saying, stop that. Wait a minute. Don't say that. And they'll say, why? This is what you're teaching my children. Those parents now are being targeted. Their homes, their jobs, they're being isolated or being canceled from their work even. So the threat of big government that is basically demonically inspired is to come against everything that's pure and good. And it's affecting the tests. I preached a message yesterday called Faith Under Fire. I had no idea that Trump would be shot at that afternoon. And my message was, look, we may come under fire for our faith, literally. And you got to be strong and you got to stand the test like Daniel or the three Hebrew boys or whoever else. And you got to be strong in your faith. So this is a real deal. We are in a battle for you want to talk about the heart and soul of America. We're in a battle for it for sure. And that's not a slogan either.
We're in a battle, I think, for humanity, too, at the end of the day. If these people are definitely satanically driven, then we know the end goal of Satan is the destruction of God's prized creation. In fact, the Bible says, as you know better than I, but if Jesus didn't come back for the second time, no flesh would be left alive.
Amen. Amen. He did say that. And he would have to shorten the days. And when you look at what's happening here in America, and of course it's going on in Europe too, and Canada, I mean, pastors are being arrested for their faith in Canada and European nations. The Church of Jesus Christ has been so watered down. The apostate church now is trying to take hold and take over. And that's going on even right here, where we have splits in major denominations that have been around for 150 years. All of a sudden are splitting, one going left, the other going right. It is a very dangerous time in America.
It is. Well, you know, it's a lot of it's driven, I think, by the World Economic Forum. They actually have AI rewriting the Bible.
I know you're telling the truth. I know Noah Harari says that there will be a new religion. I was watching an interview with him where he said religion will not come from Jerusalem or Mecca or Rome. It's coming from Silicon Valley. The real truth will come from there. I mean, really, and here's the sad thing, Dave. Millions of people are embracing that concept. They want that. They have, I say this all the time. People got more faith in Google than they do God. When they have a problem, they don't go to God. They go to Google. Okay. So we're being programmed. We're being, brainwashed, certainly reprogrammed into a total different way of thinking. And that is a communistic view. And that is, you don't know nothing. You won't own nothing, but you will like it. You just do what we say. And I told my wife this morning, I said, because I went to see the updates on the assassination attempt. Fox News was not on. It was a black screen. Most of the East Coast for 2 hours, you could not see anything on Fox News this morning.
Really? I haven't heard this.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't see it. And we went to look. I said, what's going on? Is this just a local problem? And we clicked on, and it was all across the East Coast until after 9 o'clock. So what you had to do is you had to either go to CNN or MSNBC, and they were giving you their spin of what happened yesterday. And their spin was Trump is causing this stuff. His disruptive nature, his adversary and abrasiveness. He's bringing all the loonies out. And and then there was this other thought, but that Al Sharpton was trying to say is, well, do we even know if there was an attempt? I mean, don't we got to look at that? I mean, and so after 2 hours, people go to work and they don't get to hear the other side of the story. And then when you go to print media, you know, here it is. What do we know about Ryan Wesley Ruth?
Yeah.
And you get this 3-page article by CNN on how he's a whack job, that he somehow made his way to Ukraine and was recruiting people. And, you know, they said he called Trump an idiot and a buffoon and a fool. So it's a hit piece on Trump. This is how this is being spinned, that Trump is a problem. He causes this all. And maybe it isn't even an attempt. Maybe there was some other kind of agenda here.
Well, the one thing is, I know he went into Afghanistan to recruit soldiers to go to Ukraine. And you have to remember one thing, that when we left Afghanistan, Biden and his generals violated the law. You're required to destroy all military equipment when you leave a theater of war. And they left $85 billion of equipment intact. And then they allow a Caucasian American to come in and recruit Afghan soldiers. That's CIA, Paul. There's no other way around it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And I would, I'd like to have 5 minutes on, 30 seconds on CNN, because I'd say explain that. And you know what they said about him? It's kind of interesting. There were accounts about how they supported what he was doing. They said he had the skill of a diplomat. This guy was CIA. And he might have all these rough things in his background. Doesn't mean the CIA is not going to use you as a contract agent.
No, actually, he's a perfect CIA guy to use for this kind of thing, because you can then paint him in a different light later. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, another extremist. And then especially if you can make him an extremist and somehow tie him to the right, you know, then it really fits their narrative that all the MAGA people are dangerous. I mean, we've heard, how many times do we hear President Biden say that? These ultra MAGAs, these, you know, they replace the word deplorable with ultra MAGAs.
Yeah, that's true. That's
okay.
True.
Irreversible, irredeemable. And so all we are is Americans who truly love our nation and are willing to put on the uniform and go fight for our country, willing to be the first responders, willing to be the hardworking taxpayers, not tax absorbers. And so this whole process is being spun in a negative way. So it's very interesting. I think you're right about him being CIA. I think you certainly would know better than me that he fits that. And now we've got this problem going on in Venezuela. I don't know. Is that another CIA operative where these guys were trying to assassinate Maduro yesterday? They got arrested. Six of them.
Well, that's a CIA op, because
it has to be. Yeah.
You know, I have a theory on that, and just a theory. But if we go to war in the Middle East and we're dangerously close to that, the Strait of Hormuz can be shut down by Iran pretty easily. Even if they're losing in the war, they can shut it down for a significant period of time, and they can bomb the oil fields of Saudi Arabia, and then we're without. We've spent our oil reserves. Thank you, Biden, for selling them to China. Yep. And so they need Venezuelan oil just to maintain military. That's what I believe. And I think this is why they're after the Maduro change, because Maduro is owned by China and Russia. And
Right.
so I think that this is a coup to try to ultimately get control of Venezuelan oil. We have the 82nd Airborne in Colombia, and I've got that on very good authority.
Wow.
They're there ready to act. There's elements of it, and they rotate them in and out, and soldiers talk.
Yeah.
Soldiers talk. So
Well,
I
it
think
would
that
make
that.
sense. It would make sense to do what you said, and that is to take Maduro out and create a coup, install a new puppet president on behalf of the United States, and shut the Chinese and the Russians out to get control of the oil. And of course, we know Russia's not also using Venezuela and Cuba as they're really setting up shop over here in our side of the hemisphere militarily.
Yeah, what's going on is worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis right now.
Amen. Amen. I want to add one more thing about the Afghanistan withdrawal, the debacle. You exactly are right. You never leave the weapons behind, and you don't walk off and leave the citizens of America and the informants that you hired. But you know, Obama did the same thing when he pulled out of Iraq. He said he left about $75 billion worth of equipment, which that formed ISIS. They
Yes.
picked those up and they went slaughtering people. And that was what destabilized the entire Middle East, sent millions of migrants into Europe, which has now destabled Europe, destabilization there. And so Europe's got a major migrant problem. These people will not assimilate. We know that here in America that are coming across the border, they're not going to assimilate. And so Obama did it in 2014. And Biden did it with Afghanistan. Trump had a plan that would have worked. It was working. Nobody was even shooting at our guys. And Biden comes in and just does the exact opposite and creates the debacle and the chaos. And here we are. And now, and open the gates of the southern border. And you know it more than anybody because you're right down there along the border. This has become a disaster in this nation.
Yeah, it is. The one thing we don't have yet, though, is the TDA, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit on our webinar, so I won't get into it too much here. But I've got the TDA now, the Venezuelan gang. They're being organized by Venezuelan commandos. That part I'm very sure of, and they're in 15 cities. I played a 911 tape on Rumble about 4 or 5 days ago, where police officers in Chicago were given the opportunity to go to a crime where 32 Venezuelan gang members were taking over an apartment building, or go to another call, and they went to the other call. And I don't blame them. They would have been outgunned. I have that
Right.
911. It's two
You
911
got that. You're
calls.
going to play that on our webinar. Can you got that for that, for
I
the
would
webinar?
have to, yeah,
Talk
go
about it
back
anyway.
and access, because they've deleted the tweet, interestingly enough.
Okay.
Chicago PD has pulled that back, but I have it, and I'll check it today, Paul. I'll see if I can't go in and pull it up from my Rumble, and
Okay.
I could just play that segment.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. That'd be awesome. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that. So they just chose, look, we're not going to go deal with those guys. And they would have been outgunned. In the video that we see, they got guys with rifles and handguns and different weapons, and they're just walking around taking over an apartment complex in Colorado
Yeah.
leisurely. It's crazy.
Well, I'm from Aurora, Colorado. I went to high school there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And
I
I
didn't.
have sources in the city. I have family in the city. Okay. I have people I still have relationships with in the city. So I'm able to get the scuttlebutt from the ground level. I'll just give you one example. And there's a little TikTok video, and I don't know if I could pull it up again. I probably could. I think I put that on Rumble, where you see masses, but they're in the background. You can't see it clearly. But what I was told by a friend of mine, he pulls into a Target parking lot in Aurora, and it's 9 o'clock at night, and he's going to go in and do some last minute shopping. And he sees about 75, 80 people, many of them armed, trash everywhere. And he says, told his family, wait, we're going to stay here, see what's going on for a second. We're not getting out of the car. And they said they became fearful for their lives because of all the guns, and they left. But he was a Gulf War veteran, and he said, Dave, I'm telling you, what I saw was organizing people into groups like we did squads before we would go into battle in Desert Storm.
Wow.
And then I got the information that the Venezuelan commandos were flown in here by Catholic Charities, okay, an NGO, and that's what Michael Yon is saying. Okay, so they fly them in, and they're forcing Hispanic and Latino illegal immigrants in Denver and Aurora into these gangs. They're forming paramilitary groups. Yesterday, no, it was Saturday, a judge in El Paso, and they say this isn't a national problem. That's a lie. I got the 911 tapes from Chicago, and yesterday a judge issued a shutdown order for a hotel where the TDA had taken it over.
So this is spreading from into these sanctuary cities,
Strictly sanctuary cities, exactly.
right? Democrat controlled and run, and sanctuary cities, and the government is sending in these individuals, violent individuals. And every time I think President Trump does a campaign rally and starts talking about these things, the media attacks him for being extremist and making stuff up and saying he's not telling the truth, blah blah blah. But the truth is, it's happening across America. Even the New York mayor, Adams, at times he just freaks out because he's being overwhelmed with a
Yeah.
problem that he first was embracing. But now he realizes that this is becoming a problem that he can't solve within his own city. And he's trying to push back, yet still embrace the Democrat machine. This is a disaster on our nation. And this is the most critical period. I mean, can you imagine 4 more years of this?
Yeah. Paul, let me ask you a question. In all the years we've seen gangster activity grow in this country, have you ever seen a gangster with a sniper rifle?
Never.
Exactly. Well,
Never.
in that famous, infamous picture and video of these Venezuelan gangsters breaking into an Aurora apartment, one of the people has a sniper's rifle. That reinforces what I'm telling you about the commandos. In fact, I'll share this on your webinar in more detail.
Wow.
A lady named Pam called into a talk show, and they've now deleted the recording, of course. But she called into a talk show and I had the tape played for me. She said, I am the owner of the X Hotel, and I'm not telling you which one, but it's on Colfax, and that's where the original apartment was. And it's a major thoroughfare. And so she said, every week, they send the she said the federal government's paying me double the rate to house these people. And but she said, every week we get huge boxes sent. And she goes, I know their weapons. She goes, I know them.
Oh man.
And so that's where you get stuff like snipers rifles. And I'll give you this too. In Phoenix, it's called in the Paradise Valley area where the old Paradise Valley Mall used to be. I've got reports of Chinese in the local LA Fitness. I think they call it a Sporta now. And they have one guy in charge and about 15 people working out. And they come in at 5 a.m. So they're not drawing crowds, and they've
Right.
taken over an apartment building. And for those of you local in Phoenix, it's 40th Street and Cactus. I've got multiple reports of this. So we're not just being overrun by the TDA gang in Venezuela. It's also the Chi-Coms.
So the Chinese are sending in military age men. The U.S. government is housing them in apartment complexes,
Yes.
and paying the owners of these complexes double. So they're very incentivized to let these guys live here. Those guys go at 5 o'clock in the morning down to the gym. They're working out, they're training, they're positioning, and then go back, and they're being placed. And that's just one city. How many more times is this happening? This replicant
San
that.
Diego, Hotel Circle. Most people, if you visit San Diego for vacation, Hotel Circle, a lot of it's fenced off now with security, and this is where they're keeping a lot of the Chi-Coms.
So yeah, definitely share this information in our webinar, Dave, and expand on if you'd like. I actually got some really good connections in San Diego. My son used to be stationed there, and I went there many times. I got some good contact. I would like to send, especially one guy I know, ex-military. I'd like to send him there to look around and talk and just see what he sees, take some pictures, and that kind of thing. Because, as you say, this is happening. This is multiplying across the country.
I have someone who's doing just that. Paul Preston, I'm sure you've heard of Paul.
Oh, I've met with on the phone. He was running to become the governor, or he was at least the head of the what was called the North California, the
New
two
California Movement.
New
Yeah.
California. Oh yeah, I know him.
Paul, in fact, actually, if Trump gets in and the both houses are Republican, California, New California will be a 51st state. That's guaranteed. And I'm not at
Crazy
liberty
thought.
to say how I know all these things, but I know for a fact that's going to happen.
That'd
It's
be crazy.
Trump's agenda. Well, they get two Republican senators, which is one of the reasons, motivation for the GOP. But Paul has told me that there are Chinese going on the base at Camp Pendleton. And I had Jamie Walden, who was in the first platoon to liberate Baghdad in the Gulf War. Jamie Walden says NCOs are telling him they're being forced to train the CHICOMs.
Wow. I mean, this is so now you've broadened this to a more global, not just a cabal, but this beast kingdom in the Bible, which is a one world government, new world order by force. This new world order, I think, has to come in through ideology, through
It's true.
massive deception, but also some military force, not all, because in some cases, people are just going to hand their countries over to this beast. I mean, we're seeing it in the UN. Just what was it last week? Palestinians were given a seat at the table now, as they're not voting members, but they're there now. Israel's like, how'd that happen? Because it's still our country. So I think we're going to see that kind of stuff happening more and more and more by using, whether it be the International Criminal Court to arrest leaders or former leaders. And I think you're going to see it with military movement. I think you're going to see it with ideology and manipulation of media. You're going to see it with CIA driven rebellions and coups in some of the countries, that was all it would take. And so little by little, more but more and more. But this seems like a swarming problem. That, and I wrote about it in my book, Revelation 9/11, that I call it the vortex of evil. It's literally everything you can imagine to try to overtake the will of the people of the world, even not just America, but of the world.
Yeah, I agree with you totally on that. What I often have said, my undergraduate degrees, and a lot of people said, well, they were worthless. Good thing, Dave, you went on to advanced education. But my undergraduate degrees, history and sociology, and it really enabled me to see the world geopolitically. I think in a way that a lot of people who don't have that background don't get to see it until they're exposed to it. And what we're going through, in my estimation right now, is an old Maoist cultural revolution. The transgender surgeries for children and all the nonsense there that's going on, the abrogation of our morals, the attack on Christianity, the denial of our rights, abuse of federal authorities against the people, weaponizing these agencies. And this is to get us to look over here to a disintegrating culture while they change our government from a republic to a communist dictatorship. This is classic Maoist strategy.
It is. It really is. And the Naked Communist came out in 1958, and I cover it in my book, Revelation 9/11, is because I put out the top 10 things of the top 10 agendas of the Naked Communist. And I explain them. I've read these 10 to you and explain what they are. I mean, they're so far past that. They've accomplished every one of those 10. They took over our educational system. They've taken over our judicial system. And literally America is on the teetering. We're literally teetering. I don't know, but maybe it's incredible to me, but it's as if we're going to hand this country over to the United Nations or the world government, and the Chinese may be the ones that are brought in to help manage us
Well, you're
in this
exactly right. Your
enterprise.
instincts are right on the money. The Chinese are now being used as UN peacekeepers around the world. And I did the Take Our Borders Back presentation in late June in San Diego. I got to rub elbows with Gil Mazza and other high-ranking ex-Border Patrol officials. They tell me 10,000 Chinese are coming in per month. And
Wow.
it's an inside job. And I'll tell you how I know, Paul, and it's real subtle. But there are photos that were released that everybody ran showing the Chinese males. First, they're in straight lines. Their backpacks are down at their right foot. They stand at parade at rest. So you know you're dealing with a military operation. But the one thing I saw that just jumped out at me, and no one's talking about this, is I'm seeing Chinese in these still photos handing papers to the Border Patrol. When has an illegal immigrant ever had papers?
Never. I mean, this is insane. So they are being sent, and I think, aren't they being flown into Ecuador or somewhere?
They're being flown into the nearest airport in Ecuador, Colombia, and then they're being housed and trained and organized at the Darien Gap. Michael Yan has covered this. And they have their own migration route. There are two primary migration routes right now run by the NGOs with laundered money from the Biden administration. But there's a third one that runs parallel to the Pacific coast, and that's exclusively for the Chinese. And they have halfway houses set up all the way along the route.
So it's an operation. It's a military operation, a Trojan horse type operation that the Chi-Coms are doing. And when the Chinese take these military guys, and they work them through Ecuador. The money's being handed out like candy, and it's paving a path right into San Diego. I mean, it's right there at the Tijuana border, isn't it?
Yes. They're coming across more in the desert regions, though. They're not coming through ports of entry. And so the paperwork just gives them a free pass to go anywhere they want, and they can't be searched. That's what the Border Patrol people I know tell me. That's the purpose of that paperwork.
It's almost like diplomat immunity, right?
That's a really good analogy. I like that. That's perfectly put. That's exactly what it is. Now, in late June, I had people that I shared the conference with in positions more knowledgeable than I am. They were telling me in late June they estimate there was the equivalent of seven divisions of Chinese that have crossed the border, and that was late June.
Wow. Wow.
And I think we're going to see blue helmets put on them. I'm going to talk about this scenario on your webinar and where we're at. I mean, we're in the middle right now of a coup d'etat against America.
Amen. I agree with you. I agree. And it's not just from the south, Dave.
Northern
it's
border.
Coming down from the north under Trudeau's government. And it's more of an Islamic invasion, am I right?
It's a little of everything. If you're in the Northwest, British Columbia, Washington State, it's the Chinese.
Okay.
If you're near Niagara Falls, it's largely Islamic. You're correct. I just did an interview. I can't go to Niagara Falls. They're going to do a take your border back deal there. I can't go to that because I had a conflict. But I interviewed someone from the Canadian side, and I interviewed someone from Take Our Borders Back to promote the conference. And they were saying exactly what you're saying. And so the Canadian border is porous as well. And the Canadians are doing everything they can do to facilitate it by order of Trudeau.
Wow. I don't know how much many more years Trudeau has as I don't know what the term limits is or when he runs out of time. And I'm wondering who the Canadians are setting up for their next prime minister. And I'm just wondering, I mean, I remember Stephen Harper, okay, a conservative. I'm just wondering, though, is there a conservative voice, Dave, it's coming up? Or
won't happen. I'm hearing that's from Canadians that, in fact, the World Economic Forum bragged that they had taken over most of the Canadian board, you know, basically what we'd call a cabinet here in America. That they've taken that over with their own people in the Young Global Leaders Program of the WEF.
Yep.
And so I would assume that the replacement for Trudeau will come out of that group. Hey, they steal elections as well as we do here in America. They're going to put in who they want to put in.
Yeah. This is becoming a major problem all over the world, as you just said, in free societies, what once was free societies. And we're watching this cabal. It's a cabal. For some reason, Klaus Schwab has become like the grandfather. He's like taking over the position of, Soros. Okay. And that is, he is leading now, this movement training. I mean, these guys like, you know, Gavin Newsom and these guys, they all come underneath this.
Yes.
Global way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting positioned. They're being strategically placed in position. It's beyond secret societies that used to do this or sometimes still do this.
It's out in the open now, Paul.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wide open. They're bragging about what they're doing.
The thing I found, and if you want me to talk about this in a webinar, I will, but how omnipresent BlackRock is in all this.
Oh, yeah. You should talk about that. Yes.
Yeah. BlackRock is a major asset manager for 92% of U.S. major corporations. But I looked at the WEF and they had six sponsoring corporate agencies, but none of them were BlackRock. I go, wow. Well, let me look into the six. And BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, which all work together, they were all of them together or individually the major asset managers for the sponsors of the WEF. So this is largely corporate driven. BlackRock, they were involved in the Trump assassination, number one. Crooks was set up to be a patsy. It was Lee Oswald. I can address that too in the webinar and tell you how I know that. In fact, I'm actually doing a show with Doug Hagman on Thursday morning, and he's had a team of six people on the ground, and they've tried to assassinate Doug with Boston Breaks. And he's had his team. He's got a set of facts. It matches a lot of what I have, but from different people. And we're going to air a lot of that on Thursday. But I got to tell you, Paul, this is satanically driven. So before we conclude, is there anything? Let me give you an example of something that bothers me. I've got close and dear friends who think that they should just sit down and let God be God. And listen, I hear you. God can answer the problems that we can't. But are we commanded to stand down in this time and just let this happen and that God will take care of it? Or should we be working for educating a revival and repentance?
We should be working for a revival, repentance. We can't. Look, God works through people, okay? He looks for the faithful. I mean, if he didn't need us, he'd just do it himself. He always needs people. And this is the test, you know, to stand for what's right. And so it's a flawed theology that, and this is what happened in the 70s. It really started in the 70s in America when the church was told to stand down. Don't get involved in the political process. Mm-hmm. Let the politicians handle it. It's church and state. There is no such thing as separation of church and state in the Constitution. It's not there. That was Henry Black, the late Henry Black, who was a Supreme Court justice, who said there should be separation of church and state in a dissent. And then it was John F. Kennedy who said it existed in his inaugural speech, but it's not there. As a matter of fact, we studied the Constitution. We studied the founding fathers. 54 of them were ministers or devout Christians. I mean, look. But in the 1970s, the church was told to stand down. So you know, prayer gets taken out of school in the 60s. Next thing you know, abortion is legalized by the Supreme Court. It's blessed. We don't have anybody running for office, really. We're weakening America constantly. And finally, at some point, the United States Christians woke up and said, hey, we're being boiled like frogs in the water. We better step back up, get back involved, and push back. And thank God we've been doing that. But God needs us. We're the ones on the front line. The Christians are the last line of defense for freedom. I really believe that.
Well, my answer, and I don't know if you have a better answer, so I'm going to ask you, and I'm not insulted when people have better answers. I want people to have better answers than me because I'm limited. But people say, well, we should let God be God. And I said, well, if that was the logic, then we never would have seen Jesus go into the temple and do what he did, was basically chase out the international bankers of the day.
Right. Exactly. I mean, so it takes an effort. It's someone has to, now God's got your back if you're doing his work and doing his will, but it takes somebody. It takes all of us, and prayer's powerful, believe me, but yes. Prayer, faith is great, but faith without works, the Bible says, is dead. So you have to put action behind the prayer and faith in God to help you.
And I'm going to tell you that one line that you just said right there, it's so powerful. I believe that the powers that be that didn't want you on my show this morning did not want you to say something like this, that people will gravitate. Hey, we had to send the codes to Paul and his wife, not once, not twice, not three times, but four times. Yep. Before we could get a connection to do this show. And I've had my emails dumped. Paul was telling me as we were trying to connect and we were on the phone, he was telling me about how his communications and calendars are messed with. So they didn't want
I
you
mean,
on here, and
literally
they.
changed, Dave. I mean, they literally went in, and I first started blaming this on AI, because AI maybe is predictive programming, where kind of in a way AI watches your habits and everything and then tries to help you, right? But no, I mean, the calendar literally dates and times and names and people switched around on different days, purposely causing me to miss interviews, dates. My wife was even it, AI w apparently went in and changed her doctor's appointment. She had one in Florida, rescheduled it for Indiana to because she has a doctor there, and she bought tickets, flew to Indiana, showed up at the doctor's office to find out you don't have an appointment. You don't have an appointment. And then she made some phone calls. Her appointment was a different doctor, but right in the calendar it says it, and she wouldn't have done that on her own. So, is this AI or is this AI directed?
Yeah, I agree. Well,
You
they can
know?
program AI to do what it, to be flexible within a range, but to carry out with their bidding. I
Yeah.
mean, we all know the advertising. I mean, we were supposed to do a zip line in Hawaii on our last day. We were there in July, and the weather basically caused the event to be canceled. And so I still get the ads for it every single day when I go online. That stuff's not an, we all know that's not an accident. But
Right.
I wanted to just ask you, what else would you say to people if they're looking to decide if it's Christian for them to be engaged in what's going on in the geopolitical world?
I would say yes, it is. I mean, you can determine, every individual can decide at what level you want to participate. And I think some people are called to be more vocal and more engaged in the political process on behalf of Christianity and the right. But all of us, I believe all of us as Christians, you can't set this one out. You can't say, well, I don't want to, I definitely don't want to vote for the left, but I don't really like Trump and all of this stuff. I just think I'll set it out. You can't do that. Setting it out is siding with the other side. And there, Dave, there's already a movement right now. And I preached this yesterday in our church. I said, look, there are people already who are spreading lies and rumors and are trying to divide the evangelical vote. They're saying, let's just write in. There's people saying, write in this guy, write in that guy. Basically, it's dividing and conquering the evangelical vote. And if you do that, the left is going to walk in. Okay. They're just going to take it. They're going to take it. They're going to run the table on us. So yes, it's our duty as a Christian to vote, look at the platforms, even if you don't agree totally with the leaders. But if you look at the platforms, one platform still has God in it. I'm not happy with everything, but I mean, at least God is still there.
I hear you.
The other one, absolutely, God's been removed. And abominations and things of absolute stinks in the nostril of God is being promoted over here. You can't vote for that. You have to vote for this, or you're surrendering to that. You know, so this is it. Christians do it. We do. We have a responsibility to vote, to pray, to vote, and then we've, you know, then if we fall under communist rule, you know, it's like this, Dave. I might live in a family, in a house, and it might be a really mean stepfather. I don't like it. It's an abusive situation, but it's still the house I got to live in, right? We don't want that to happen to us here in America. We're so close to that. So while we still have a chance and still have the opportunity, let's take advantage of that opportunity and make a move for God and move in the right direction.
I'd like a pastoral interpretation of Romans 13, where it says we're duty bound to follow the orders of our leaders. And God wants obedient people in heaven. I understand completely where that verse comes from. But is there a limit to how far Romans 13 should be carried out today?
Absolutely. The Bible tells us that, you know, your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Okay.
I love that.
And then Paul even quotes another scripture, says, should men obey God or man? So in other words, you follow the laws of the land or the structure of your governments because you live in them. But if it infringes on your faith with God and your fellow man, you do not do that. If they say, you don't jump off a cliff, we're all going to do that on Thursday. Are you going to jump? So I think there's been, Dave, no doubt about this. The Romans 13 chapter has been so misunderstood by just they make it black or white. God knows that evil people will be in high positions. Apostle Paul was, how many times did he get arrested and thrown into prison? Peter, the same thing. Mm-hmm. Jesus, okay. John the Baptist was beheaded. These guys weren't, that didn't happen to them because they were following the law. It's because they were following the laws of God, which in a lot of times is contrary to the laws of man. So yes, there is a limit. There's a limit. And I think through the Holy Spirit, you'll know, no, I'm not doing that. I'm just not.
Yeah, I totally, and the Holy Spirit is the source of that knowledge. I totally agree with you. And this is why the World Economic Forum wants to rewrite the Bible, to take away our freedom to choose. And people don't realize that freedom doesn't come from our constitution. Freedom comes from the will that God gives us to choose him or not choose him. And that's where freedom is born. Paul, tell us about your webinar and your book.
The webinar is September 27th. You go to my website at paulbegleyprophecy.com, paulbegleyprophecy.com. Go there and get your ticket for it. There is 12 speakers. Dave Hodges is one of them. Doug Hagman's another. David Nino Rodriguez is in this.
Love him.
Okay. Clyde Lewis, I brought him in for this. Yep. I brought in a lot of different, I got an expert, a guy that we can't even give his name, is John, the AI expert. This guy's brilliant, 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 and been involved in help building the platforms for Musk and different people. He knows him personally, and he tells you what the AI technology, he tells you what's coming. It's so scary, you won't believe it. And he knows it's coming. He's helped. He's been involved in it. Now he's backing out because he's a devout Christian and just like, look, I can't go any further with this. So I got a lot of these different speakers, and we call this October Surprise, because we really, all of these gentlemen like you, Dave, have such great wealth of information. We really want the American people to understand what we're up against and why we have to stand for the right, stand for the word of God and for the hope of America. So that is the webinar. It's October 27th. So when you go and get your ticket, you'll log in, you'll create your
is
own.
Is it October 27th or September?
Excuse me. September 27th, okay. October surprise in September 27th. So we want to get ahead of it. Okay. Now, and you asked me about my book. My book is Revelation 9/11. Again, this, Troy Anderson and I, we took 2 years to write this book. We researched and researched. I've interviewed a lot of people. Troy's interviewed a lot of people. Billy Graham interview in here is so prophetic. We took the interviews and the information that we take a look at all the different agendas. The book is based Revelation 9:11 or Revelation 9:11. The verse Revelation 9:11, I received in a vision, is Apollyon coming out of the bottomless pit. That's the verse. Revelation 9:11 is the release of Apollyon, the destroyer who brings about World War III. It's okay. And how does he do that? By manipulating the kings and presidents and prime ministers of the world. So the book is, it's about to happen. It's in process. And so we put it together. It's a great read. You can get it at Amazon.com. And I guarantee you, when you read it, you can't hardly lay it down. That's what everybody says. I wrote it in a way too, with Troy's a great writer, first of all. He's a phenomenal writer. And yet we wrote this with great comprehensive information, but as easy, anyone can understand it. So we simplified it.
I appreciate that. No, I so appreciate the fact that both you and Troy make it accessible to people with average reading abilities. And I think that is so important. Yeah, Troy was a great interview. So I that's so exciting that you guys teamed up. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, you've heard, Paul, we're going to put links for this on the broadcast here. And I would encourage you to go. And if you don't want to hear me, that's okay. You can hear these other great speakers here. And I got to tell you, it's going to be worth your investment in time. And the book Revelation 9/11, available at Amazon. Paul, it's been an honor to have you on, and I look forward to being in your webinar.
Thank you so much, Dave. The honor's mine, believe me.
God bless.
God bless.